Well, listeners, it's time to take a good look at your wardrobe. We've got a couple of reasons in the next couple weeks for you to think about wearing red. Yes, red. The first occasion is one that most definitely requires a good conversation about women's health, of course. One of those opportunities is Valentine's Day, too. But let's talk about the more immediate need. I want to introduce you to this morning's first guest. Mary Kate Hartman joins us from the American Heart Association. Good morning, Mary Kate.
Good morning.
And welcome. We're glad you're here. Tell us why it's important for people to think about wearing red.
Well, we're very excited to announce that Friday, February 6th, is National Wear Red Day, which is the one day out of the year that the organization and the nation recognizes a day to honor women in the fight against heart disease and stroke.
And of course, the red is a very appropriate choice, isn't it, for someone's heart?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great choice, and it's a great symbolization of life and the ability that we have to make a change in our own heart health.
And, you know, let's talk about making that change. One of the things that we do here on the radio all the time is we mention the fact that women's health and men's health are different. Women's or adult health and children's health are different. And these are differences that really have only been discovered in the last several years, aren't they?
That is very true. We found just from talking to physicians and a number of survivors in the past couple of years that men and women present differently for heart disease, for heart attacks, and even stroke as well. I know there's a woman who I spoke with who is a heart attack survivor, and she mentioned that she experienced pain in her elbow, and that's not always a common symptom of men. You think more of the clutching your chest and exorbitant pain, but she experienced pain in her arm and in her elbow, and that's one thing that we've heard from a number of women over the
really?
Years.
Yes. In her elbow, that one I hadn't heard, but let's talk about some of those differences. You said, you know, we're used to seeing movies or TV commercials even where a man is clutching his chest and then collapses, maybe from a heart attack. And women have a different experience in many cases. Let's talk about what that experience is.
Well, first of all, one thing that we always hear from women is that they sometimes don't think that they're having a heart attack. And I think as women, we always have a tendency to focus on everyone else's health but ours.
We kind of discount our own, don't we?
Absolutely. We focus on our families, our children, our spouses, but we kind of tend to run ourselves ragged at sometimes. Mm-hmm. So many times we've heard that most people, most women especially, think that they just have a little bit of chest pain. And in many cases, we found that it's the husbands or the children who have said, you know, Mom, I think you may be having a heart attack.
Or let's get you checked.
Yeah. Absolutely, too. And we found that a number of women don't necessarily know that they're at risk. And that's where a lot of our education comes in.
Let's talk about that at-risk thing. You know, we hear, okay, you've got to keep your cholesterol low or you shouldn't eat so much fat. But what are some of those at-risk kinds of things? I imagine we start with family.
Absolutely. Genetics, whether or not heart disease runs in your family, is certainly something that you'd like to be aware of. And if you are aware of it, make sure that you tell your physician as well, because that will go into your charts.
Right.
Another thing is to watch out for your sodium intake, because if you have
salt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people really love salt. And of course, you know, everything in moderation is okay. But if you are predisposed to a risk for heart disease, cutting out salt on your diet may be something that your physician really encourages you to do as well.
And sometimes we have to be careful of salt that's hidden. It's not just the stuff you shake on your food.
No, it's definitely making sure that you can read a nutrition label properly and looking at the amount of sodium that's in packaged food. And of course, that kind of leads right into nutrition. Mm-hmm. Always making sure that you have a well-balanced diet, fruits, vegetables, which is good for your overall health, but especially for your heart also.
Okay. And then two, exercise.
Exercise is definitely one. The American Heart Association encourages everyone to try and get at least 30 minutes of exercise every day.
Wow.
And there's actually a statistic that's shown that for every hour of regular, vigorous physical activity you participate in, you can increase your lifespan by up to 2 hours.
Really?
Yep.
So it's a 2-for-1 return.
It is. It's kind of a 2-for-1 return.
Such a deal.
Mm-hmm. And the benefits that it provides to your heart, really being able to get your heart pumping, up and moving. And they've also found that exercise can decrease your stress and can lower your blood pressure as well.
It helps your energy levels too. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the days that I get up and actually do something, I have energy for the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's great. So now we're wearing red, and it's to remind us of all of these important things. Mm-hmm. But there are other activities taking place as well, right?
Absolutely. Coming up on February 4th, which is a Wednesday, mm-hmm. what we will be doing is the American Heart Association, along with Onondaga County and the City of Syracuse, will issue a joint city-county proclamation proclaiming Friday, February 6th as National Wear Red Day. Mayor Driscoll and County Executive Joni Mahoney are going to be there. They're going to declare Friday Wear Red Day, mm-hmm. and they're also going to encourage all citizens of the area to wear red, to get involved, and to take a moment to talk to their physician, talk to their family, and learn more about their own heart health.
Right, and that would be anyone's heart health, right? I mean, it's Go Red for women, but we all have to be paying attention to this.
Absolutely. It's Go Red for women, but you have the opportunity at this point to really educate every single member of your family, all of your coworkers. It doesn't matter whether or not it's your children, your husband, your nephew, niece, everyone really needs to be aware of the information.
And I have to think it's good for the kids too, because it gets them predisposed to thinking about these things at a very young age.
Absolutely. And we've also seen too that childhood obesity is on the rise. Mm-hmm. With a rise in childhood obesity is also an increase in type 2 diabetes. So it's very important to also take this as a great opportunity to educate the children about making healthy choices for eating.
Sure.
And about making sure that you get enough exercise as well.
And get up off that couch and yes. out from behind that computer. All right. Now let's talk about some of the other things going on locally. Mm-hmm. February 6th is the day we want everybody to wear red, mm-hmm. but there are other things going on too, right?
Absolutely. The day of the Wear Red Day proclamation on the 4th, mm-hmm. which will be held at National Grid over on Erie Boulevard, mm-hmm. that is open to the entire public. So if you'd like to come down and check out the Wear Red Day proclamation, please by all means come down.
Okay.
Be there by 4:30. It's a really great celebration. And then we also have the National Grid building will be lit up in red.
Oh, good.
As well as Syracuse City Hall.
Okay.
And we have some announcements that are going up outside the War Memorial as well.
Great.
And I believe that SUNY Upstate Medical University puts a giant red dress cutout right outside in front of the hospital. So that's another thing to look for, too, if you happen to be in the area.
Excellent. Very good. So you've got all kinds of things going on. Now, people wear red even to go to work, right?
Absolutely. And what's great is it's a Friday. So uh-huh. if your office participates in Casual Friday, throw in a pair of jeans, a red sweater. Gentlemen, put on a red tie. Just accent your outfit with a little bit of red. And what's really great, too, is this is also a major fundraiser for the American Heart Association.
Okay.
What we do is we recruit companies to be involved, to have an awareness day, but also to raise money to support the fight for women and heart
disease.
Excellent.
Well, Mary Kate Hartman, thank you so much for coming by this morning. We'll go red for women next Friday.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. How to get to your Super Bowl, or why psychologists ask, how do you feel about that? Well, dear listeners, Super Bowl Sunday, and what pops up for me this day is pondering how people who are wildly successful do it. How do they get to their Super Bowl? Obviously, they have inborn talent and the opportunity to play a lot, but what makes the diff between two talented people with equal opportunity? Answer, practice, practice, practice. But practice is boring, so how do we get ourselves to practice? Answer, motivation. Motivation to practice and develop our talent into skills. Here's where that favorite question of psychologists comes in. How do you feel about that? Why? Well, in situations like this, because we want to know about your motivation. Do you have any passion, any juice, any mojo energy for your game? Because it's mojo that muscles past the tough spots on the way to the goal. What helps with mojo? Forget picking what we should do. The game we pick has to make our inner hillbilly holler hallelujah. Take me, for instance. I'm an adult onset athlete, head over heels in love with running. My motivation? I probably, quote, should be doing it to stay healthy or keep the pounds off, but while both of those things are true, it's really that I just love getting faster and winning races, or my age group anyway. If it was a choice between dinner with Angelina Jolie and a run, I'd run. Well, actually, I'm just saying that in case my wife is listening. No, really, I'd run. You get my drift. It's got to be something we love, because while racing faster than 6 months ago is delicious, some workouts across those six are painful. No. Painful isn't right. Dreadful, whatever our game. So pick passion. And if thoughts like, I'll never win, I'm a loser, sap our passion, a coach from team psychology can train us to tackle them. And let's not forget, giving ourselves some love as we cross the yard markers heading to the goal. Like cheers. Even if we got to do the pom-poms and the short skirt ourselves, there's nothing like, give me an R, give me an I, give me a C, H, I, E, go, Richie, go. If Richie can't do it, nobody can. Fill in your own name, of course, or leave it as Richie. I'd love that. I'm Dr. Richie O'Neill. Thanks for listening and cheering. Go Bills, go Giants. Next year, anyway.